Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I've got to say, if I were the owner of the team, and I knew that there was a name of my team, even if it had a storied history that was offending a sizable group of people, I think about changing.
Here's President Obama responding to a reporter's question about the controversy over the name of the Washington Redskins. Sports talk, including the Redskins name controversy, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's the Talk Radio review for the week ending Friday, the 11th of October. And as you know, if you're an affiliated mind to this program, we review the top 10 talk hits determined by the folks at Talkers.com, which is the big publication, big convention going on in Los Angeles this week, and read all about it at Talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations, along with the producers of this program, every week to determine the list, find out what the big hits are. And this week, the Redskins name controversy in the number 10 slot. Possible regulation of e-cigarettes, number 9 on the countdown. Host Rob Rose and Jay Anderson talk about the reasons that this is not the great alternative to smoking that a lot of people would have you believe.
So, Jay, your wife works with anti-tobacco folks, helping to prevent teens and stuff from smoking to begin with. So here come these e-cigarettes. Is it, well, they're not burning embers. This is going to be great from my perspective. I said, look, I don't like to smoke. I don't like to smell it, taste it, whatever. Don't get it near me. But I understood people, you know, I want them to have the freedom to do what they want, but it negatively impacted me. So just from a, from a personal perspective, I don't, you know, the cigarette smoking, I don't really care for. I don't like it. I never did. Even growing up as a kid, that was my number one prayer. Hope mom and dad quit smoking. So here comes the solution, right?
No, not even close. Look, there are the benefits to it. You can, it's vapor, water vapor, whatever they say is what you're exhaling, not necessarily smoke. So theoretically, the idea of secondhand smoke goes out the window at that point in time. The problem, I have a few problems with it. First of all, remember when, I seem to remember this as a kid, when they were pushing, dip, chewing tobacco as your safe alternative to smoking cigarettes. There's all these stories you hear about like, you know, if you have a plastic water bottle, first of all, they're horrible for you. They're horrible for the planet because they destroy and they live in landfills for a billion years. But they're horrible for you because there's PCB, whatever is in the plastic that causes cancer.
I don't think it's PCBs, but yeah. There's
and if you leave it inside a hot car or whatever, it helps activate
it. It leaches into the water.
And it gets into the water, and then you're all going to get AIDS and die. But for some reason, sucking hot stuff through a piece of plastic is apparently perfectly okay. And I have doubts about its design to get you off of tobacco.
Wait, I found something else that's good.
Okay.
It won't light your mattress on fire when you fall asleep drunk with a cigarette in your mouth.
Right, but we've had reports about when they exploded, when you're charging them up. A couple of reports of that starting small fires.
It was a mere flesh wound.
But the tobacco companies are making these things. The tobacco companies are smart. The tobacco company, in fact, I would put the tobacco companies in charge of the government because they can market stuff and they can make money. Okay, they tobacco companies ain't $17 trillion in the hole, no matter how many times you sue them.
Are tobacco companies making diet soda? Because I'm feeling like I'm sort of getting addicted to
it. No, the soda companies are doing that. But the tobacco companies, they're not going to make a product to make you not want their product anymore.
In other words, you got to keep that nicotine thing going. Right, they found this compound, and people want it. They get addicted to it, and they're just going to keep on selling it. Right.
And I'm not a fan of them because, look, as a former smoker, I still sympathize with the smokers. You know, I think they've been, you know, ostracized and punished. I think, you know, you should just be a man and smoke a real cigarette like a normal person, not this little plastic straw-y thingy with watermelon frou-frou.
Why don't people just roll their own?
Wouldn't that
roll your own? Wouldn't that be cheaper? And it would have less chemicals in it, wouldn't it?
It might have a few less chemicals in it, but unless you're growing the tobacco yourself.
Oh.
If you just buy a can of, coffee can size, you know, if you get yourself a lid of tobacco.
Coming up, the TSA, road rage, and a nomination for the Fed, all in the focus next, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Talk Radio in Review. Every week at this time, we're going through the top 10 hits in the world of conversation radio spoken word formats. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's the number 8 item on the countdown. It's the Minneapolis TSA problem. Host Matt Patrick talked to terrorism expert Jeff Atticott about the concerns raised over a 9-year-old boy who got past the TSA and got past the airline gate, got past the agents, got on a flight to Minneapolis, ended up in Las Vegas.
This 9-year-old kid that boards a Delta flight for Vegas, gets past the TSA, gets past gate agents, gets past the flight crew, boards the plane, and they don't even realize until about halfway through that he's not supposed to be there. What does this tell us about the security that we think is so good in keeping us so safe at airports?
Well, as we say in Texas, there's never been a horse that can't be rode or a cowboy that can't be thrown. The security is not 100%. I mean, that's basically what we learned from this, but it's a wake-up call to the airlines that there's a new, you know, a new area that they need to be more concerned with, and that is children. It's what I call normalcy bias. Everybody sees the child there, and they assume, because children have to travel with an adult, that, well, an adult must be here somewhere, and they don't expect that, you know, they don't expect that the child would be someone that would get through and pass through security, and so everybody thinks that somebody else has already checked him.
But he didn't have a boarding pass. He didn't have a ticket. I mean, at some point, isn't there a ticket agent that needs to check? I mean, when I travel with my 9-year-old son, I mean, my wife, you know, we have to show our identification and our tickets, and then our son, you know, he usually, you know, look at the ticket and look at my son. I mean, obviously none of this took place.
Well, that's the last area of security would be the agent that takes the ticket before you get on the plane, and that's the one hurdle that, you know, when a lot of people rush forward towards the door, and we've all seen that if you travel, that's just like a big herd, while the agent is clicking off somebody, the child, because they're short, you know, is below the vision area and can probably just slip right by.
The New York City road rage case comes in at number 7 on the countdown. Here's Susan Candonati reporting on a New York police detective who's been arrested as one of the bikers that chased an SUV, dragged the driver out, and beat him.
As we learn of even more arrests, online video like this, painful to watch. A biker seen kicking SUV driver Alexian Lien, lying motionless and bloodied on the ground before trying to get up. An off-duty undercover detective now under arrest. 32-year-old Wojciech Brajak, who was riding with other bikers shown in this video, gone viral. The camera showing an SUV driver running over bikers after his tires were slashed. The off-duty cop is charged with 2 felonies, criminal mischief, and being involved in a riot, in part accused of pounding on that SUV.
The Internal Affairs Bureau is looking at this, and they'll continue to do so.
Another biker also charged with gang assault and criminal mischief. A law enforcement source says police have video of the detective not yet made public, proving Brajak took part. That same source says the veteran detective waited 3 days before reporting the incident, afraid of blowing his cover. CNN legal analyst and former prosecutor Paul Callen says the detective could also lose his job even if he's not convicted.
As police officers, they have an obligation under NYPD regulations to break their cover, if they're undercover, and to come to the assistance of any civilian who's in danger. And having looked at this video, clearly the civilians in that car look like they're in danger.
Police also released photos of 4 other bikers in connection with the attack. The still frames were isolated from that video showing Lien getting stomped on. As for the biker wearing that helmet cam, he's now revealing why he pressed the record button. He says he saw Lien throw a water bottle out of his sunroof, hitting a biker. The SUV started swerving and the biker smelled trouble. He's not expected to be charged.
The police union representing the undercover detective who's arrested has nothing to say for now. But the worst may be far from over. A law enforcement official telling CNN prosecutors are considering charges against at least one more officer and more bikers.
The Yellen nomination to the Fed, number 6 on the countdown. Host Susan Rose and John Zack talking to financial analyst Carl Reiner, who likes the president's nomination of Ms. Yellen to head the Federal Reserve Board.
I think we've talked to you in the past, Carl, and you were very high on this this pick.
We had 2 picks, actually, and when Larry Summers pulled out, Janet Yellen was clearly the lead individual for this appointment. But people should feel really good about this for a few reasons. Number one, in the 100-year history of the central bank, this is the first female appointment. And to me, I think that speaks a lot of volume. And it is the most powerful central bank on the planet. Now, granted, she's got to go through some Senate confirmation, but the feeling, at least initially, we saw markets perk up a little bit based on this announcement.
Carl, because Janet Yellen is a close ally of the current chairman, Ben Bernanke, should we expect Bernanke's thinking to weigh on decisions she may make down the road?
That's an excellent observation, John. She was the number 2 individual or vice chair at the Federal Reserve here since 2010, and she was a Fed president before that. But some say she was the architect behind this quantitative easing or this whole easy money that the Fed has been employing here as of late. And there's a general feeling that that will continue with her appointment, assuming she's nominated or approved by the Senate in February.
Now, Yellen's seat on the board, who is a likely replacement? Who decides who's going to be added to the board?
You know, that's assuming she becomes the chairman, the vice chairman is appointed by the president. It was President Obama that appointed her as vice chair back in 2010. So that'll be a decision that he'll make, and it's a very important decision as well.
Up next on the countdown, terror raids in Africa, the latest on chemical weapons in Syria, and other things that are going on in the world of talk radio here on the countdown.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 5 on the countdown. The terror raids in Africa last weekend. Host Dave Ross and Linda Thomas talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about these raids in Libya and Somalia last weekend.
I keep reading on the internet when things like this happen, this is optics. The president's looking for somebody to distract from the shutdown. So can you either confirm or disabuse us of that notion?
Well, Dave, you know, I was surprised that it did come out. Usually, you know, kind of in the old days, the days of the Cold War, these were not as publicized as they were. I mean, it comes out on a Sunday as well. The information comes out. So, you know, it does, though, prove one thing. It does prove that we do have calendars. One of the things that this enemy has always felt is that we only had watches and not calendars, that we were never going to stick to our guns and things. But the fact that we've been chasing this guy for so long, we followed it through, is good from the American side.
So we've captured one of these guys who's one of the most wanted terrorists in the world. Are we going to learn anything from him?
You know, a lot of the things that he'd been involved in had been so far in the path, and it looks like from what he has been doing the past few years has not been anything related to terrorism. I mean, he had a family, had sons, a wife, tried to live a normal life in Libya for what that was worth. So, you know, he was hiding in plain sight from the beginning in there. So we might learn about things in the past, but whether we learn about things on a going-forward basis really remains to be seen.
And does this deter anybody or just create new terrorists when we do stuff like this?
You know, I think this could deter, and that's because of that issue of, you know, here's a guy that was involved in 1998 bombings, you know, 15 years ago or so, and I think that in and of itself shows that, you know, through different administrations, that it's a good thing that we chased him. Now, I do think that the administration's going to have to deal with this issue of, you know, no lawyer interrogations, you know, snatching and grabbing someone on a sovereign soil. I mean, we wouldn't put up with this. We wouldn't put up with another country coming into the United States, grabbing somebody and putting them on a ship. So, you know, we're a little out of bounds here, which is, I'm surprised that this president of all, who didn't like that the Bush regime did this, the Bush administration did this, now is doing the same thing himself.
Number 4 on the countdown, Syria. Talk host Jim Scott talking to military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle. They discussed the latest on Syria's turnover of their chemical weapons stockpile.
Not that long ago, we were talking about Syria and the chemical weapons, and do they really have them? Well, we know they do. Colonel Dean Smittle, how are they going to get them out and destroy them?
Well, a series of rapid steps that spell serious chemical weapons, Jim, their stockpiles are planned by the United States and its international partners. That's a strategy that is intended to ensure that there are no foot dragging by President Assad.
Okay, now when are they really going to get started, or have they?
They already started Sunday. It's a start date for international monitors where missile warheads, aerial bombs, mobile and static mixing and filling units were destroyed and disabled in a number of different ways, including cutting torches and also sledgehammers and bulldozers.
Now, do we and should we and do the international inspectors, you think, feel confident they're really going to know where they all are?
Mr. Assad, we calculate he has a little chance of using chemical weapons in the future. If he tries to hide them, we're going to find him. There are 45 sites around the country,
right.
And we'd also plus a mobile launchers. State Department officials said there were good grounds to think the target date for eliminating serious chemical weapons program could be met. And, of course, the inspector added, we take nothing for granted. It could go off the rails in many ways, but we are planning for success under both ideal and difficult circumstances.
Okay. I thought about you last night when I was watching the national news, and they talked about those two attempts by the United States, going in. They were successful in Libya, getting that guy who's now on a boat. But in Somalia, it looked like they just backed off. I don't think they even much fired many shots, did they?
They did not. SEAL Team 6 goes in very heavy with weapons systems. But what they were afraid of, Jim, the fact there may be civilian casualties take place around the area of fire, so they backed off.
Syria is the fourth most item, the topic, focus on the countdown. Recapping, let's see where we are at this point. The name controversy, the Redskins, number 10. E-cigarette regulations, number 9. The TSA flap, the kid who got on in Minneapolis went to Las Vegas, number 8. New York City road rage case, number 7. The Janet Yellen nomination, number 6. Terror raids in Africa, number 5. Syria, number 4. So, we'll work our way into numbers 3, 2, and 1. Number 3 on the countdown, by the way, just as a teaser, the discussion of healthcare. Up next here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steppen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. The show focuses on all of the top 10 hits and sometimes some ancillary conversation about the people who are in the discussion focus. The week ending Friday, October 11th is the item on our affection, number three in the countdown. In this hour, Obamacare, health care. From WDEL, talk host Alan Ludell with correspondent Linda Feldman, they discuss insurance problems that some people are facing as a side effect of the implementation of this new health care act.
One side effect, as the president's health care overhaul phases in, some consumers who've been purchasing their own insurance are receiving cancellation notices and or offers for insurance coverage at dramatically higher rates. Was this foreseen? Was this supposed to happen? Of course, some people who objected to it from the beginning foretold some of these things. But, I mean, generally speaking, did people see this perhaps happening?
Well, they've always said all along that the rates would vary from state to state and even different parts of the state, depending on a number of factors, including which insurance companies decide to participate, what rates they decide to charge, and, you know, how they decide to rate people. So they could predict that the rates would vary in some cases dramatically, but they couldn't have predicted how much. And so the insurance companies had crunched the numbers and sort of done the actuarial work.
And the people really getting hit would be those with their own insurance, not getting it through their employer, and who are modestly okay financially?
That's right. I would say more than modestly okay. The people that are really being hit, well, for example, in Florida, this is happening to a relative of mine. I didn't cite her in the story. She's retired, age 60. I don't know her income, but I would say she and her husband are comfortable. Her husband is already on Medicare. She's currently paying $300 a month, and now she's getting quotes for double that. So this is not just happening in North Carolina.
And this is the indirect effect of insurance companies having to deal with pre-existing conditions and put on people whom they might not.
That's right. It's the pre-existing conditions, and it's also the requirements under the ACA. Insurance companies now have to cover all sorts of things that you didn't have to buy before. Everybody now has to pay for maternity care and newborn care. Everybody now has to pay for mental health insurance, drug abuse, rehabilitative services. So you can't pick and choose what you're getting.
So additional things covered. Okay, now there's talk, well, certainly the Affordable Care Act ought to be revisited and tweaked in some way. This would be one of the areas in which they might try to tweak it, assuming they ever get past the current impasse?
Exactly. I think what they may end up doing is create some kind of catastrophic plan, which is what my sister-in-law has. She never goes to the doctor. She's completely healthy. Something that, for example, wouldn't include maternity care for people over a certain age. Now, people argue that this is what insurance is all about, that you end up paying for things that you never need. But I think the, you know, the pool of applicants, say, over age 50 and before Medicare is a very, very large pool of people. So there are certain things that you don't need to include in that kind of coverage.
Let's now listen to host Bob Miller and Terry Travis talking to technology reporter Bridget Carey about the technical problems that continue to plague the website where you're supposed to be able to sign up for health care.
They open this thing, Obamacare, and of course it's all glitchy. Doesn't work. People can't get in. If they do, it doesn't work when they do get in. And now, if Apple does this, we understand it. You know, so we're going to get an update or an upgrade or something like that. But when the federal government does, it's like, you know, this was your idea. It couldn't have snuck up on you. How does this occur?
Yeah, it's a little different when it's Apple because it's just, maybe something you're buying and they sold out really quick. You're paying tax dollars for a website that's not working. What happened is that they just don't have enough servers to handle the demand. If you read some of the statements they gave, they were expecting 50,000, 60,000 users at once, but instead they got 500,000 or 250,000 users at once. So they're really just not being able to handle how many people are logging on at once, and they're having to add servers. And it's something that could have been really easy to do if they were prepared. There's a lot of websites out there that make it so you can, you know, boost the ability to handle more people at a touch of a button, but it looks like that's not how they set this up.
So they just underestimated the number of servers that they'd need?
That's what they're saying. It's one of those things where only the people who are behind the scenes really know what the case is, but that's what they're saying, that they weren't prepared for the volume of interest, and they're scrambling to be able to, you know, add more servers to handle the traffic, and they're obviously not doing it in a smooth way.
Wow. See, the thing is, the explanations that they're putting out there don't make sense to me. You go to your IT person like we do, and they just go, it's buggy. It's buggy.
Yeah, you know, it's also something that you would have hoped they would have done a lot of checks on. But, yeah, with how many different websites there are and different, levels, whether it's the state and federal, it seems that they just didn't foresee all this.
Let's move to the number two slot on the countdown. The default, possible debt ceiling, that discussion. So we'll separate that out from the government shutdown. That's next year on the countdown.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app. Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk radio and review the hot hits. Numbers 1 through 10. Actually, we're doing 10 to 1. Doug Steffen here. Number 2 this week in the countdown. The default debt ceiling conversation. Host Mario Solis Marish talking to economist Loretta Napoleoni about what she believes would actually happen if the shutdown would continue.
What would actually happen, do you believe, here in the U.S. if the U.S. were to default on its loans?
Well, it would be a major shock. It would be, I wouldn't say it would be a catastrophe, but I think it would be close to a catastrophe.
Now, people are saying that credit, you know, would freeze up like it did in 2008 and 2009.
Yeah.
Do you see it going that far? Is that actually?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, basically, if the ceiling is not increased on the 17th of October, the country could technically run out of money because, you know, there will not be money printed in order to, you know, pay for the debt, to service the debt. So, yeah, I mean, we could say something similar to the Lehman Brothers collapse. Also, the other thing is that nobody anticipated something like that, although, you know, everybody's talking about something like this has never happened. We have been in this situation before many times, and at the 11th hour, the ceiling has always been pushed up. So it's something like sort of stalemate takes place, and right. We don't reach an agreement. You know, we're dealing with the Tea Party also.
Yes.
So they're very ideological. On the other side, also, we have Obamacare, which it is the most important thing for the president. I think he's not going to compromise on that. So, I mean, it's a difficult situation.
So if the U.S. were to default, what happens to the world economy?
We will have a contraction similar to 2008. I mean, we will have a stock market collapsing everywhere. People all of a sudden will be afraid of their investment. There's been a lot of money invested in real estate, for example, in Europe. Lots of people will pull out.
They're trying to be as liquid as possible, so they'll try to sell their assets as we can have a collapse in housing prices in Europe and possibly also, of course, in the U.S. So we go back to that nightmare scenario of 2008. Yeah, I think it's very likely. But I do not think that something like this is very likely to happen. I think they will find an agreement because it's too nasty to think about it.
Talk host Ro Khan with Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois about the president's recent comments negotiating with Republicans. It's like he doesn't want to get his hands dirty, right? Ugh.
And I want to play two things that the president said here for you and get your reaction. First, the president says that he did have a conversation with John Boehner.
This morning I had a chance to speak with Speaker Boehner, and I told him what I've been saying publicly, that I am happy to talk with him and other Republicans about anything. Not just issues I think are important, but also issues that they think are important. But I also told him that having such a conversation, talks, negotiations, shouldn't require hanging the threats of a government shutdown or economic chaos over the heads of the American people.
All right, and then he goes on to make finer that point.
The American people do not get to demand a ransom for doing their jobs. You don't get a chance to call your bank and say, I'm not going to pay my mortgage this month unless you throw in a new car and an Xbox. If you're in negotiations around buying somebody's house, you don't get to say, well, let's talk about the price I'm going to pay, and if you don't give me the price, then I'm going to burn down your house.
Congressman?
Well, I'll take the last one first. We're not going to a bank here. I mean, this is every budget deal that's happened, almost every budget deal that's ever happened in history has happened around a debt limit discussion. So this isn't, you know, this isn't crazy. This isn't, you know, look, Republicans won the House of Representatives, and I think, you know, I haven't been totally excited about how things have gone by any means, and I've been very clear about that. But this idea that we don't have a right to have a negotiating position at the table as the House of Representatives and, frankly, the House that is supposed to initiate all spending and budgets and stuff like that, I think is, I'll say politely, a bit too far. And then, you know, the other thing where he says, I'm happy to talk about anything, we're just, you know, just without the threat of a debt limit or a government shutdown. Well, we've offered him to talk about stuff for the last year without that threat hanging out there, and he simply said he's not going to negotiate, he's not going to talk, he's not going to do it. Look, I understand Republicans have got to understand we're not going to get everything we want out of whatever ends up happening. But the Democrats have also got to understand that they can't just ignore that the House of Representatives exists. I mean, I've been very, you know, logical on this, I think, in saying, you know, we've got to tamp down what we expect to get. But again, the idea that we're going to get nothing, I think, is way a bridge too far to say it nicely.
Talk host Terry Miners here with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about the president's comment regarding the debt ceiling.
What did you make of what the president had to say in the ongoing push and pull over the impending debt ceiling raising?
Well, he didn't say much different than he's been saying for the last 2 weeks, and that is that he's happy to talk about any issue involving the budget or anything else, but he's not going to be held hostage with a threat to shut the government down or else default on our debt. So I didn't really take much new, except he did say he would be open to a short-term either debt extension or continuing spending resolution in order to have whatever negotiations.
What are the ramifications in your mind if this thing is not resolved? John Boehner keeps saying, let's have a conversation, but you say that they're holding them hostage, essentially.
Well, they are. I mean, because what he's trying to do, and what House Republicans have been trying to do, is to achieve something, some different policies, namely defunding or repealing the Affordable Care Act, that they can't otherwise do it. They, you know, they've tried to repeal Affordable Care Act 44 times now. They failed every time. So now they say, okay, we've got the leverage of being able to shut the government down or default on our debt in order to achieve what we can't do otherwise. That's what you can't do. But the consequences are, well, we're seeing some of the consequences with the shutdown, but the more serious consequences are with defaulting on our debt. And the real, you know, October 17th, basically, what it means is we can't pay bills that unless we have the money to pay it. So a bill comes due. If we don't have any money in the Treasury that particular day, we can't pay it. That could relate to interest rates on our bond, interest on our bonds. It could also be Social Security payments. But we have on November 1st, there's a big Social Security payment. It's like $30 billion. If on that day there's not $30 billion in the bank, in the Treasury, then people don't get their Social Security checks. And that can happen with military or military pay on anything, any other government expenditures. So while in the shutdown, there's still a lot of mandatory spending that still goes on, Social Security, Medicare payments, Medicaid. Under a default situation where the debt ceiling isn't increased, then we don't pay if we don't have money. And since we're borrowing right now about 20% of all of our obligations, that means 20% of bills over time don't get paid. It would be a disaster for the economy and for our stature in the world. Financial markets would be in crisis. It's truly almost an unimaginable event.
So that leaves us with the number one item, and you know what that is, the government shutdown. And that'll be up next year as we wrap up this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio, the Hot Hit List, the Talk Radio Countdown. Number one this week, the government shutdown, host Rob Pratt, Congressman Tim Murphy of Pennsylvania. They discuss the petty political side of the shutdown.
Really is almost like a couple of kids in the backyard saying, it's my ball, I'm taking it home, I don't like the way you're playing this game anymore. Why do you think something as significant as this becomes so petty in politics? And I'm not really looking at either party here, I'm just looking at this problem right now.
Well, someone, an unnamed source from the White House said that they felt they were winning, and that's in quotes, this political argument. And so they felt as long as the pressure we put on to bash Republicans, no need to meet. Well, I think that really shows what this has come down to. It's a political battle instead of a policy compromise. We heard also that the Archdiocese for the Military Service, for the United States Military, is also shutting down chapel services. They're telling priests they are not allowed to go and conduct mass, weddings, baptisms. It's absurd. I mean, they're canceling religious services. That's never been done. And these are priests who are saying, oh, look, I'll volunteer to celebrate mass, to conduct the wedding, to do the baptisms. But that's not happening either. It is the silliness. It's people taking polls, what's going to help them the next election instead of what's going to help them with this generation. And no wonder the American public is seeing through this and see this is silly. We have passed a ton of legislative things also. The Senate, in fact, our military bill went over in July, but again, Senator Reid said he wasn't going to take it up. So I think it's important that people understand that the rhetoric that's coming across in much of the media is that we're refusing to keep the government going, or sadly, as President Obama used some not very nice words to say we're holding a gun to the American people. Bad, bad choice of words. We need to be sitting down and talking.
Here's what some callers had to say about the second week of the government shutdown.
Well, we all know this is Obama and the Democrats' plan. It has been since we lost all the money and all the failures at all the businesses and the stock market. This is a Democrats' plan to destroy America, and Obama just keeps trying to destroy it every day, just like Obamacare. Now, you don't see any of these people crying that it's bad to enslave people under Obamacare and make us pay the government. But, oh, they got to cry because they have to get voter ID. And I know Democrats are too stupid and lazy to get voter ID. Maybe us Republicans and conservatives and Tea Party will have to go get their voter ID for them and take it to their house and give it to them. But it's ridiculous.
I kind of believe that the Republicans have done us a service and a disservice at the same time. If you look at where the conversation started at first it started with the defunding of Obamacare. And now they've pretty much backed away from that. And now they're talking about other concessions that the Democrats and that they want from them so that the country doesn't go into default. Obamacare started out to be the problem, but now look at where they're going. Look at where, I think it's all kabuki theater. I think that the Democrats and the Republicans came up with this together because they've been talking about making all kinds of cuts to the deficit and what they want to cut. Now, the only thing that they really can get their hands on is entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. So we need to look at the Republicans have done us a service by saying no to everything that President Obama and the Democrats have come up to. And also it's a disservice because Democrats, by the Republicans saying no to everything, the Democrats are on the defensive and saying that you hate the president because he's black. You hate the president because he's a liberal, which he's not. If you look at President Obama's his agenda and everything that he's come about, all he's talked about is reducing the debt and taking away chain CPI. And a lot of Republican ideas. The health care bill is basically a Republican idea. It came from the Heritage Foundation. We need to stop being so emotional about this and start looking at it from a very logical point of view.
I think that the president needs to stick to his guns. And Banner, I understand he is a Republican, but he needs to take and back off, and the president needs to get harder. And he's the president of the United States. He's run this country. And do like George Bush and the rest of them did. If I can't get what I want, y'all, I'm going to be doing everything that y'all putting in front of me. He runs this country. He can take the step over Congress. He's trying to do it the right way. And it won't be accepted because he's showing a weak side of himself. Put his foot down and go ahead on and do what you have to do for your health care and everything else. And anything that the Republicans put in front of you, go ahead on and be a tour. To be a tour. You're the president of the United States.
The government shutdown, most talked about item this week in the world of talk radio. So let's recap number 10 to number 1. Redskins name controversy at 10. E-cigarette regulation, number 9. Minneapolis TSA mess, number 8. Number 7, New York City road rage case. Number 6, the Janet Yellen nomination to the Fed. Number 5, the terror raids in Africa last weekend. Number 4, what's happening in Syria this week. Number 3, the discussion of health care. Number 2, the discussion of default. Number 1, the government shutdown. Here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.